Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Timothy Hodge Show. Shout out to everybody for listening today. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all. Now, guys, I'm waiting for my amazing guest, the one and only Deborah Joy Winans, is supposed to be joining us this morning. She has a lot of projects in the works, and hosts want to speak with her about Greenleaf and many other things. We're going to jump into a track while we wait on the arrival of Ms. Deborah Joy Winans.
I'd never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was learning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Hello?
Yeah, it's in a hello.
Hi, this is Deborah Joy Winans.
Ms. Winans, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. I'm honored that, you know, you took time out to come on the show to talk with us. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much. If I could just jump right into Greenleaf for a second. I was a little behind in the show, but I caught up, and I actually got into, and I really say this, and I really, certain shows, that it's a lot of shows that I watch, but there are a few that really get inside of me, and I mean that I become a part of the show. And don't judge me, but you know, like certain things happen, you know, you'll see a tear coming down my face, and then you'll see a laughter, and like,
yeah.
I got that out of Greenleaf, and I was watching. I was like, "Oh my!" Because I hate to spoil it for some of the listeners that haven't seen the show, but that you guys are losing the church and now the process of the property. I was like, "Oh no, please!" And when she went over to see the lady about, you know, trying to convince her not to take over the property, and you know, because the dad wanted to go over, I was like, "Oh my God! I hope she delivers." And of course, you know, the lady fell out of the house. I was so disappointed. I was like, oh no. And then, tell us, but if I could take it back for a second, tell us a little bit about how did you become a part of such an amazing cast, and how did it all come about with you being a part of the show? I know your uncle, I believe, if I'm mistaken, is one of the executive producers of the show, B.B. Winans.
He is not an executive producer of the show.
Oh,
he worked
okay.
on some of the music this season.
Okay.
But thank you for saying all of that. That's what good art does. It touches you. It brings about some sort of emotion, some sort of feeling. It should sort of imitate what life can be or has been, or some sort of response. That is what good art does. And so I'm super grateful that you said that. Thank you so much. It's such a high compliment. I've been blessed to be a part of this show for all five seasons, appearing as the series' regular charity, Greenleaf. And it was just such a beautiful way that it happened. I was doing a workshop for my uncle's musical called B.B. Winans, Born for This. And we were doing a music rehearsal in New York, a workshop. And Oprah Winfrey happened to come to our workshop. And 2 months after that, is when I guess she got the script and she called my uncle and was like, can you please have your niece email me and call me? And she told me could not get me out of her mind for this particular role. And when she mentioned me to the network, unfortunately, no one knew who I was. And I said, well, they wouldn't. I haven't done anything yet. She said, that's okay. I think that they'll see what I see when it's time for you to audition. And it's, you know, I have always believed that my destiny, my story is all in God's hands. And he is my source, has been, always will be. And so when I was getting so many no's and so many, you're not right, you're not good enough, you're not light enough, you're not small enough, I was just like, all right, God, well, you know what? If this is what I'm supposed to do, I need you to open the door. I never dreamed in a million years that he would use Oprah Winfrey, but he did. And it just showed me that he will use whoever he desires to use to get you to the next step in your journey, to move you forward to your destiny. And so that is how I became part of this really, really, really amazing show.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised that they told a whine and a no.
Oh, I've gotten so many no's, honey. It's, you know, that's the nature of the business. And
right.
I've never, you know, my dad and my mom raised us to recognize that we are, everybody's human, and whatever you want, nobody owes you anything. You have to work for it, and that's what I did. I got my BFA in acting. I spent a month studying in Moscow at the Moscow Art Theater School. I moved to L.A., got my MFA in acting. I took more classes once I got my master's. And just on screen, camera acting, I wanted to make sure that I understood every medium. And so I knew that nobody owed me anything. But it gets, you're told that you'll get a lot of no's. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. This is what I really love. This is really what I really want to do. But you do. You get a lot of no's. And it's all about getting back up and not
right.
losing sight of your goal and the faith in what you know you've been called to do.
Right. What was that experience like meeting Oprah Winfrey and her having so much belief in you and your work? What was that experience like?
Oh, my goodness. It was surreal. You know, I grew up loving her and feeling like she's my auntie. She felt like she's everybody's auntie. And to have someone of that magnitude, someone who – you know, I believe has shifted the culture and changed the world for the better. Someone of that magnitude to see me, to remember me out of all the people that she sees constantly, and then to believe in that feeling that she had that I was the woman to play Charity, regardless of what anybody else said, it was, I felt, that was just an amazing feeling. But then when we did our first day of shooting, and of course she was there, we shot the table scene from the first season. That was our first day of shooting. And they did my close-up, I think, second. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, I just met everybody. And, you know, I'm sitting at the table with Keith David and Lynn Whitfield and Greg Allen Williams and Lamont Rucker and Merle Dandridge. And I'm just like, all these people have way more experience than I do. And when we did my close-up, though, and I got it right, I believe it was the third or the fourth take. When they called mm-hmm. cut, Oprah came to me in tears. And she said, oh, my goodness, that was it. That was it. That was it. I'm good. I'm good. And she walked out, and I just thought, okay, all right, we're good. I wanted to make sure that the work that I did was excellent, that it reflected the choice that she made to champion me for this role. And once I knew that she was thrilled, it was golden. It was such an amazing feeling.
I think you're awesome. I think you're awesome. And
thank you.
As far as the the preaching part and the singing part, I think that comes natural to you. I don't think you have to rehearse that, because you know you know that's in your bloodline. You know, you're coming from a family of gospel icons. You know, so that particular part, in my opinion, that comes natural to you.
Not as natural as you think. I didn't sing before this. And that's what people always assume because of the family that I come from. Mm-hmm. But I never sang before this. I didn't want to. It was there. I had no desire. I've only wanted to act. And so that was who Charity was. And so that was my first time recording a song. It was for Greenleaf. And so that part was hard. It was actually very hard because there's also the name to live up to. And
right.
It's like, ooh, but this was never what I wanted. And I didn't really spend a lot of time working that part of my gift. And so I felt like I had to play catch up. I felt like I you know, it was sink or swim. And that was hard for me because I didn't have any confidence in that area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But now, you know, I'm learning and I'm working it and I'm getting better and better.
Wow. Well, to a lot of us, you're doing an amazing job on the show. I wanted to beat up, I can't think of his name, the guy that you were, you had a little relationship thing going on. When he broke your heart, I wanted to come to the screen and beat him up. I'm like, you hurt my...
Didn't you? Phil DeMar. who is played by the one and only Sean Blakemore. What an incredible scene partner. I mean, he's just, overall, we knew he was such an amazing actor. But then when I got to be his scene partner, he is so gifted, so talented, so giving, such a giving actor. And I learned so much from him. And, you know, I know that Charity and Phil are at odds, but Sean Blakemore is absolutely exceptional, and I had a good time playing with him on this show.
Well, you guys, you guys do an amazing job, but he broke your heart, and I broke mine. I know. You're so nice. You're so nice, and, like, it's not like your mom. Lynn, who says, your mom, I think she wants to control a lot of the things that goes on, and this show is amazing, and I miss laughing, but I'm definitely gonna catch up. And I know the season finale is. I hope you guys have how many more episodes left for the season?
There are 2 more episodes left.
4 more episodes.
2 more.
2 more episodes. Yeah, I gotta catch up. I missed last week, but I'll definitely catch up. In my spare time, I do catch up and watch it. I'm such a huge fan of the show. I mean, I've been sleeping on the show, but when I finally caught up, oh my God, I love the show. I'm like, why is the show? Then I was so sick, like, why does it have season after end? Why can't it just be continuing?
I know.
And you also, if I could say, you also working on a new movie. Can you talk about that, or you?
I'm not allowed to talk about the movie just yet, but I think it's going to be absolutely fabulous. And actually, what I do want to say is that I have a new single coming out this Friday, July 31st, which is called I Won't Stop Breathing. And so between Greenleaf, working on this film, and this new music, I'm pretty, pretty excited about what God is doing in my life. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Ms. Winans. And if you can have your team to send it over to my staff, we'll definitely play the single over here and support you. I'm such a huge fan. And nevertheless, we appreciate you. And you can definitely, anytime that you want to come back on the show, you can definitely come anytime you want. Ms. Winans, if I can ask for you before you go.
Yes.
Yeah. So my anniversary, I know you're not going to be able to make it, and my heart is truly broken, but
My anniversary show is August 2nd. I will be celebrating 13 years in radio, which is radio. That's truly a huge accomplishment because it takes a lot to do radio. But is there any words or anything that you can say to congratulations or anything?
Absolutely. A huge congratulations to you. That's a long time doing anything. And so that's a major accomplishment. And I pray that God continues to make your latter days even greater than your former days. I pray that everything that you desire through radio continues to come to fruition. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ms. Winans. God bless you.
Absolutely.
Give my support to your parents. Hello, and much respect on everything. And when the movie's done, please come back by and let's talk about the movie, okay?
Absolutely. Have a great one.
You too. God bless.
God bless you too. Bye.